Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning. Good to be back with you. Hope all is well in your world. Did you miss me? You better have. We're going to jump right back in, including a breaking news story. Nancy Pelosi has decided to press ahead now with these articles of impeachment. In fact, there is going to be a vote tomorrow. We'll talk about this a little bit later on. But as is usual, I want to start in talking about some good news. Things that are happening in our community, in our world, that involve real people like you doing real things to impact the lives of other people by choice, not government action, not politicians making empty promises. And if you want to talk about empty promises, I will talk about one coming up. In fact, here's a tease. I need to use the following language. The next time I talk about Republicans in regard to being pro-life, and call them campaign pro-lifers. That's your tease for what I will talk about a little bit later on. Campaign pro-lifers. In other words, I'm calling out the GOP and telling you, the majority of the GOP, they're not pro-life. They're campaign pro-lifers. But we'll get to that a little bit later on. This is similar to a story I told you about a few months ago, and I absolutely hope this becomes a trend. It's kind of interesting. Just last night, I got together with a relatively new friend who was involved in an accident in Charlotte. When I saw the car this kid was in, my goodness, he's very fortunate to be alive. But he was involved in an accident. I think it was at the end of November. Unfortunately, the person, the limits of their insurance coverage really don't allow the coverage to basically pay for most of his medical bills. It's about $80,000. $80,000. I mean, think about it. A kid in his 20s. How are they going to pay for that? How do you pay for that? So this, a good part of the time, expenses like these turn into medical debts. And they're ultimately, most of the time, bought up by collection agencies. In fact, what usually happens, these collection agencies buy them for pennies on the dollar. And then some of them, like bulldogs, go after the person who has the debt. That's how this works. But what if, instead of one of these bulldog companies buying these debts, what if a church comes along and decides to purchase those debts for a higher purpose? This is exactly what happened over the holidays in Central Alabama. 6,500 Alabama households got a notice in the mail. Their medical debts had been purchased and forgiven by the Episcopal Diocese of Alabama. 6,500. You want to talk about how to show God's love? This is it. These letters, the culmination of a fundraising campaign undertaken by St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Mountain Brook, commemorating its 70th anniversary by eliminating $8.1 million in medical debts throughout the Birmingham area. and surrounding counties. See, this is where the rubber hits the road. Can you imagine the message communicated to these folks who probably have no idea about this church? They don't know who these people are. But you know what? It doesn't matter. What matters is they have made themselves instruments of God's love. Those 6,500 households. By the way, to give you a sense of the reach of this issue of medical debt, what do we have? About 350 million people in the United States of America now. CNBC reporting more than 137 million Americans struggled with medical debt in 2019. 137 million Americans. That's about a third of Americans having trouble with medical debt. And as I mentioned, many hospitals across the country sell these past due bills to debt collection agencies for pennies on the dollar. And then those agencies go after the debtor. What St. Luke did is they partnered with RIP Medical Debt. This is a nonprofit organization founded by two former debt collection executives. They work with donors to purchase and forgive medical debt from the neediest cases up. This is heartwarming. Cameron Nations, an associate minister at St. Luke's and organizer of the fundraiser, said he found out about the organization through Emmanuel Memorial Episcopal Church in Champaign, Illinois, which last year partnered with RIP Medical Debt to forgive $4 million in medical debts. Remember what I said to you some days ago? My hope is, even by communicating these things that I'm talking about now, that people will take some of these good ideas and say, you know what? I can do that too. And this seems to be happening. This minister said the story hit home. He knew the church well, attended it while he was in college. And so he realized this was something that his own church congregation could do. And so they did, wiping out the debts of 6,500 Alabama households. Definitely praiseworthy. Economic news. While I was away, we saw a milestone on Wall Street, the Dow, climbing above 29,000 for the very first time. This was despite the December jobs report that came out. It fell a little bit short of expectations. And one chief investment officer saying the Dow crossing 29,000 is a signal investors are more comfortable with the economy, the decrease in trade tensions, and now the decrease in Middle East tensions. You know, I was thinking about this. What did I say before about Iran? You know, the media was trying to beat the war drum, and everybody was under the impression we were about to go to war. This is going to get real now. What happened to all of that fire? The thing just completely fizzled out, didn't it? As well it should. And Charles raises a good question about our previous story about medical debt. How much medical debt could Steyer and Bloomberg's ad money pay off? Ooh, that'll preach. You got it, Charles. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, from time to time people ask me, hey, I missed the keyword at the top of the hour. I'm not going to give you the word. You just have to remember, what show was this the theme song for? In fact, this is one of my favorite artists, Bob James. This guy's one of my favorite jazz musicians for decades. And the last couple of decades, he's been... he was the founding member of the group 4Play. If you've never heard their music, go check it out. These guys are just spectacular. All of them spectacular musicians in their own right as individuals. They've all had great careers, and together, man, just play some great music. So anyway, you figure out what song this is from, what show this is from. You've got the keyword for the hour. How's that? Thought I'd have a little bit of fun with this. That was John's idea, by the way. So there you go. Over on the text line, commenting about Iran, Vince, I keep hearing this thing with Iran is over. I don't think so. I think they'll hit us through one of their allies and hit them hard to create a wedge, and also so they won't be punished if they hit us directly. Oh, actually, this person's suggesting they will hit one of our allies instead. You know, and it's always possible. The other thing has been suggested is the possibility of using one of their surrogates, one of the terrorist organizations they're connected to. So it can't be necessarily connected directly to them. So I do get it. I do not think this danger and this threat is over. I think the risk of war right now, in the immediate future, I think that has subsided. Over on the text line, I mentioned being away for a few days. This texter said, wait, you were gone? Who knew? Love you, Coakley. We'll appreciate that. And we also have the smart Alex in the crowd. I did not miss you. And that noise you play only reminds me that a certain other program is just one press of a button away. So the trolls are still here. Congratulations. I hope you continue to enjoy trolling. The other story I want to share with you that I'm very encouraged by, because this is long overdue, reported by the Washington Examiner. Marines and civilian personnel in Marine Corps law enforcement roles will be allowed to carry their personal concealed firearms while on base. This decision has finally been made. Lieutenant General George Smith sent a memo to the entire force telling them military police, criminal investigators, and Marine Corps law enforcement program police officers will be allowed to carry concealed weapons off duty. Approximately 3,200 individuals will be eligible to carry their personal firearms under the new policy. Now, this follows last month's shootings at Naval Air Station Pensacola and at Joint Base Pearl Harbor near Honolulu. The attacks left 5 dead, 9 injured. Pearl Harbor gunman Gabriel Romero, a Navy sailor, killed himself at the scene. The Pensacola shooter, Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, a Saudi Air Force second lieutenant, was shot and killed by sheriff's deputies. And wisely, Mr. Smith said these tragic events prompted headquarters Marine Corps to accelerate existing efforts to develop concealed carry policies. It's about darn freaking time, don't you think? See, this is the dumbest thing to me, to have our armed forces, folks, on military bases, unable to defend themselves. Whose jackass, stupid idea was that in the first place? Whoever came up with this? You know what's really sad, and I heard this just yesterday, that this shooting incident, this latest one at Pensacola, I believe that lasted for 15 minutes. 15 minutes! Contrast that with what happened at the church a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember that? Where the guy stood up and he started shooting people and somebody took a headshot and took him out? I mean, think about it. There's more freedom in a church to exercise your Second Amendment rights than there is on a military base. What's wrong with this freaking picture, people? This is another example of what happens when you put bureaucrats in charge of decisions like this. You have decisions that are made, not only that are not constitutional, they are absolutely stupid. They are nonsensical. They don't work in any universe. Certainly not in the real world in which we live. By the way, I'm sure you needed William Barr to tell you this, but he's now made it official. The fatal attack on that Navy base in Pensacola by a Saudi national was an act of terrorism. Duh. I wonder how much money they spent investigating to confirm this. Evidence showed the gunman held anti-American and anti-Israeli views, which he posted on social media, including just hours before the December 6th attack. This was an act of terrorism. The evidence shows the shooter was influenced by jihadist ideology. We told you he was a member of the Saudi Air Force. Three service members were killed. Investigators at the time did not offer a motive. As you know, Al-Shamrani died after exchanging gunfire with sheriff's deputies who responded to the shooting. Eight Americans injured in that attack. And I mentioned, here is the key thing. The attack lasted 15 minutes on a military base. You know what blows my mind? And I'm serious about this. I think every person who has maintained this policy over the years ought to be fired. They have no business in the armed forces. How do you leave people as sitting ducks on a military base? Who does that? And to have allowed this, you know, allowed this passive approach to security to stay in place for so long, it's inexcusable. I applaud this decision that has been made now, at least to give Marines a fighting chance. Hats off here to Lieutenant General George Smith. What did he say? These recent events caused them to accelerate existing efforts to develop concealed carry policies. All you have to do is look at the news and decide, duh, we've got people in danger. Let's make sure that our men and women are not sitting ducks. Does it really take an act of brilliance to make a determination like this? Not really. Pretty amazing. Still to come on the broadcast, we will delve into this issue of impeachment. Nancy Pelosi has now made a decision. There will be a vote tomorrow to send these articles of impeachment over to the Senate. Finally going to do it. Coming up also, I'm going to call out campaign pro-life Republicans. It's a post from my friend Warren, who just basically tells it like it is. We'll deal with this and much more as we continue our broadcast on this day. We would certainly, absolutely appreciate your participation with us on the program today. This is what we do. We don't just talk, we also listen. But you better bring the goods if you're going to call into this program or text. And don't be one of those crazy trolls that just sends text messages. You want to give the host some grief? Call in and we'll have a conversation or debate. Your choice. Back of the Vince Coakley radio program. And on social media, Chris sent this message in. Hey, Vince, that was Bob James, theme from a certain television show. I was just listening to Bob James and Earl Klugh one-on-one this weekend. That is one of my favorite older works of Bob James. Really good stuff and very good taste. Let's go out to a call from Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Hey, I've got to tell you, I agree with you 1,000% on the military bases. What's crazy is these guys and women go around the globe to defend all of us, and they can't even properly defend themselves at all. And I was going to remark, too, that you were mentioning 15 minutes, for the Pensacola incident. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that church shooting in Texas, it was about 6 seconds between the time that guy opened fire and the security guy took him out.
Isn't that amazing? That tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So in this discussion about security, whether it's a school, whether it's a movie theater, whether it's a church, what is the number one factor that reduces lethality of these incidents? What is it?
It's a responsible person in the area having a gun.
Bingo. It's all it takes. All it takes, Bob. Hey, appreciate your call. And again, this is where I'm convinced that people with good sense, they know where it's at. You know what's going on. You don't have to have this explained to you. But you got all these politicians and these bureaucrats. Oh, they've got all of these programs. They've got all of these proposals. And it all amounts to nothing. A bunch of crap. Over on the text line, a mixture of items here that we've discussed here in the first segment of the broadcast. People who have correctly figured out what show that song is from. James Sr. commenting, you've got good taste in jazz. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Wonder what Tom Steyer would do about Iran and other threats. The weather? He would kick its butt, according to the 7 million commercials that I've heard. Yeah, isn't that great? The weather. The weather must be absolutely terrified of Tom Steyer. He's going to reel them in. He's going to reel these weather conditions in. It's really crazy, isn't it? Also on the text line, on this military situation where they're not able to protect themselves, this person saying it's Obama's idea, his first term, took away the right to bear arms on base. But I'll bet you'll blame Trump. Really? See, you start off with a somewhat sensible text. I don't know the veracity of your claim here about this happening under the Obama administration. We will research that. But has to throw in a defensive comment about the great one. Also on the text line, you remember that slaughter in the military base in Texas years ago? I think it was Fort Hood, right? Same thing. Nobody had a firearm. Yeah, this is how it happens. The military would reap a considerable benefit if they allowed CWP holders to carry at all times, the condition they completely abstain from alcohol and drugs. Well, that's a pretty fair agreement. Also this, my uncle was in Vietnam, Purple Heart, Bronze Star, told me how you could not carry weapons while you were on base. And don't forget, the truck drove in the barracks past unarmed guards and killed numerous people. This is the kind of thing that happens. You said it, Vince, for God's sake, Marines should be given a fighting chance. They give a crap. They do not take it. That's good. There was a rampage shooting, June 1994, Fairchild Air Force Base, Washington. The gunman killed or wounded 22, was taken out by Air Force security, killing him instantly. Something has been needed to be done about this. Rampage shooters on military bases since then. Yeah, again, this is not a new problem. The threat has always been there. Retired Navy here, 2 points. One, the progressives love to impose their beliefs on the military to its detriment in almost all cases. Two, the first military that commits suicide by gun base will get much publicity. I understand the concerns of PTSD, but that's no reason to strip everyone of their rights. Also, those who seek to end their lives won't care much about anti-gun laws. Neither do criminals or terrorists. But we know that already. We do, don't we? Let's go out to a call from John in Charlotte. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Doing great, sir.
Good. I'm looking at this as a different angle, and forgive me, I might be looking at this as a father, but could you fathom for a second? Your son goes to high school, does really well, gets into the Naval Academy, graduates from the Naval Academy high enough in his class that he gets a slot to fly, probably fulfilling a childhood dream, and then gets shot at training by an idiot.
It's pretty sad, isn't it?
My heart goes out to that family.
Yeah, I think part of what's going to your mind, John, if you send your son or daughter off, you're at least more comforted in the idea that if they died on the front lines of battle, that's one thing. But to die in peacetime, what should be the safety of a military base, it's really inexcusable, isn't it?
Well, on top of that, and maybe I'm a bad guy. Are you still there?
Yes, go right ahead.
All right. It's just the fact, if you would turn on the TV and you see some, you know, moron kid who shoots two people, and then the mama's on there saying, my kid has never done anything wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and everyone, you know, there's people walking down looking for a reason to march, you know, if he has any sort of minority status of the, you know, horrible police and the bad and how screwed up the world is. But you take a good kid who has done everything right. Well, not everything, but still.
But I get the idea.
You know, and then he gets shot by, you know.
And those are usually the victims, John, and you know that as well as I do. I appreciate your call, and you make a great point here. Quite unfortunate. By the way, if you'd like to join our conversation, our Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-928-1110, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Coming up after the break, I am going to go to meddling. Target the GOP. You know that GOP that keeps promising they're pro-life? We're going to talk about how pro-life they are. What is that line from, what is that movie years ago? Cuba Gooding Jr. Show me the money. Well, let's talk about show me the money. Well, that's where the rubber hits the road. We'll find out where the money is going and why, and who is allowing money to be spent, taxpayer dollars, to kill babies. We'll talk about this coming up. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Oh, boy, this is pretty interesting. Some of the items here on the text line. Vince, did you know Saudi Arabia has deposited $1 billion to pay for the terrorist attack in Pensacola? Really? $1 billion? They always think they can pay their way out of their terrorist acts of their citizens. Hashtag disgusting. JS says, I trust our military with a firearm more than our local police. I was talking about the idiocy of sending our young men and women. Here they're going off to the military and finding themselves unarmed and sitting ducks. And I was questioning the wisdom of this. This texter says, or send that same son to learn to fly jets armed with cannons and missiles and bombs, but don't give him a sidearm. Yeah, that wouldn't be very smart, would it? Got to have the sidearm along with those things. Vince, when leaving Afghanistan, redeploying soldiers are not allowed to carry ammo with weapons. As MPs, certain soldiers in my unit, and put this in quotes, forgot about 9mm magazines in our pockets. I may have been one of those soldiers. Good for you. Great time to have amnesia. Vince, only about 1% of military personnel are trained in the use of handguns. If they can pass a true CWP class and shooting tests, let them carry. I've had both cops and military people in my CWP classes who know absolutely nothing about handguns. Vince, the modern GOP is the same as Clinton-era Democrats. Modern Democrats are full socialist and proud of it. As soon as you understand the Republican shift to fill the vacuum of Democrats of not too long ago, the easier it is to understand their actions. Yeah, that is understandable. Shouldn't a military base be one of the safest places to be? To not allow them to be armed is ludicrous. GOP is pro-life, just like they are anti-Obamacare. Yeah, exactly. Just some of the items that have come in on the text line. Okay. Are you ready for it? If you're one of these people who worships the Republican Party, here's a reality check. My friend Warren posted this morning. Now, I want you to listen. Listen with your mind, not with your emotions, with your mind. In the fiscal year 2018, Planned Parenthood received $616.8 million in combined federal, state, and local government grants and contracts, an increase of over $50 million from last year's funding. Taxpayer funding accounts for 37% of Planned Parenthood's revenue. 37%. So much for defunding Planned Parenthood. I would remind everyone who still insists the president is pro-life, those who want to blame Congress or moonbeams or whatever, that Republicans controlled both houses of Congress and the White House and the legislatures and governor's mansions in a majority of states while this happened. So how do you explain this? I'll explain this for you. We are dealing with campaign pro-lifers. They will run on a pro-life platform, but when push comes to shove, they won't do a darn thing to defund Planned Parenthood. They are freaking liars. And as far as I'm concerned, if they want to talk again about being pro-life, they can shut the hell up because they're worthless. They're dishonest. I have much more respect for the pro-baby-killing Democrats who will tell you they will kill babies all the way up until birth. At least they're honest about what they're doing. We have Republicans who are funding this and are going to tell you there's something else. So, that's now in your hands. Are you going to continue to play this game? You're going to continue? See, and this was part of the argument. Wasn't this part of the argument in electing Donald Trump? We got to get pro-life judges. Okay, that's wonderful. But if you're going to keep funding, it's really schizophrenic. Here you are on the one hand, you want pro-life judges. On the other hand, you're going to fund the organization that's killing babies. What kind of sense does that make? It doesn't make any. What's lacking here is courage. There is no courage. There is, you know, and let's go further. There's no conviction. Because if there's a genuine conviction, you're not going to do it. It's really that simple. At the top of the broadcast, we started talking about some positive developments. Well, we have another one to add to the mix. Did you see what's going on in Iran? There was a made-to-order opportunity for Iranians to trample the American flag. And there were a few who did it. But there are many. The majority of the crowd wanted no part of walking on the American flag. No part of it. And this is having an impact on policy as well. The military, as you know, has acknowledged they shot that Ukrainian plane down. And what's interesting about this is now Iran has announced they've arrested people for their role in shooting that plane down. They've detained 30 people involved in protests that have swept the nation for 4 days since the military belatedly admitted.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.